Hello, Beavers. Claire Clay here with 96.1, The Wit, to share the experiences of four Bluffton students this semester. As a general education requirement, students must participate in some type of cross-cultural experience. The experience can range from taking foreign language classes, traveling abroad for a few weeks in May, or studying off-campus for an entire semester. Bluffton sophomores Kira Sufel, Jason Summers, and Dan Gregg, as well as Irena Jari, are with me today to discuss their cross-cultural adventures in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I took the time to chat with them about their experiences in D.C. so far, and the first thing I wanted to know was how the inauguration affected the city.
Well, there were a lot of protests, so I heard some stuff about it, but I guess I wasn't expecting it to be as intense as it was.
The protesters were so bad at all the entry points, we didn't get into the gates. Like 2:45, we got in line at 10, and the protesters kept going around and closing the gates. Like, they're protesting, getting violent, so they closed the gates. That's unexpected, because I went to Bush's inauguration back in 2004, and that was a lot more kind of.
There are two perspectives to this story, however. Irena appreciated those who were willing to stand up and express their opinions in a peaceful manner.
I personally liked it. I know a lot of people, don't agree, with what the protesters were doing, but I saw it as a very peaceful way to stop something that they didn't agree with. And the protesters were holding hands around the checkpoint so that, people couldn't go in. And, I mean, that kind of made me happy, and I know I couldn't get in. I was annoyed. But I was happy that people were, expressing their opinions, especially, at this time where, I don't know, there are things that I personally don't agree with, and I think there are a lot of people in this country who don't agree with what President Trump is doing.
The very first one was the Women's March was kind of crazy. It was basically just an anti-Trump march, so that was a little tense at times and stuff. But then there was, the March for Life and everything, so it hasn't been too bad. You kind of see a couple more rallies popping up here and there. Nothing too crazy, though, but it hasn't been too bad.
Although the protests and rallies haven't caused too much chaos around town, traveling to work has proven to be difficult for one student.
I couldn't go to work a couple of days because of all the marches that were happening, because the main offices were being shut down in downtown. I enjoy all of them and just hearing about them, because I think it's a very good way to express your opinion.
The Washington Community Scholar Center is a program facilitated by Eastern Mennonite University, which is located in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Kira Sufel explains how it all works.
We live in a group home while having our classes twice a week at our house, and then the rest of the week we do our chores at the house and go to our internship.
I proceeded to ask the group how WCSC classes differ from traditional college classes. Jason gives his take on the system.
For me, being a business student, there's an exceptionally higher amount of papers to write here.
Mm-hmm.
But they all count for kind of our general electives. So it's kind of either, in my eyes, it was either take something here that could actually be more enjoyable. Like the one class we do a lot of going out in the city and exploring, where I'd rather do that than just sit in a classroom three times a week and get lectured to. So in my opinion, it gives you, it's almost like kind of more entertaining, and you can see it actually firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I think it teaches you better, actually.
Irena appreciates the non-traditional learning that they do.
It's really nice that we get to learn about Washington, D.C. in depth, and it's not one of those courses where you kind of learn something. Like, we're going to learn about the history, and then we get to live here and go outside and visit different sites. So I think it's very special that we get to do that.
Dan says the once-a-week classes are similar to the Tuesday-Thursday classes on campus. He says there's more reading, longer periods of time for each class, and more participation is required. Taking classes with a different university and a professor you've never had before can be challenging. Dan Gregg describes his transition experience.
I feel like we've all transitioned into it fairly easily. We only have one professor here, so we've really got to know Kim and her teaching style right off the bat. So it hasn't been overwhelming, I would say, and very doable.
Although these classes are set up differently than traditional ones, Kira says it's often difficult keeping assignments straight due to having only one professor for all classes.
I think for me, since she is our only professor and we have two different classes, it's been a little confusing to decipher what assignments we have for each class, just because we have a lot of overlap of things due the same week, and the classes are really similar. So I'm like, wait, what class is this for? And just trying to keep things straight, I guess.
Having 14 people with differing views on politics can often cause house conflict, but Irena says it's really opened her eyes.
In a more serious note, like, even though coming first at the home and, like, finding out, like, I don't know, half of the people in our house are, like, more conservative and, like, half of the other people are, like more liberal. And, like, at first it just seemed like it was going to, like, it seemed like we were going to have a hard time having conversations. For me, this has been really eye-opening and, like, just, you know, it has, like, helped me be more open to other people's opinion. And just because, like, I think something doesn't mean that other people are wrong. So I think that has been very special, and I'm thankful that we're different.
Kira says it's not which side you support that causes conflict, but rather not completing chores or pitching in around the house.
I think we've just had some minor difficulties with, like, the chores around the house. We've had, like, a lot of messes left in the kitchen and stuff like that. But just, like, that's a part of group living, is adjusting those different areas.
Dan describes group living as a similar experience to getting a new roommate, but multiplied.
It's like every semester when you get a new roommate, you have to learn how you're going to walk with that roommate, but times 14 instead of one.
The house has developed ways of dealing with conflicts, including meeting weekly. Jason describes how this process works.
Right now, once a week, we have like family meetings, or house meetings. I call them family meetings, but... we usually have, like, kind of a list hanging up on the fridge to where if anything needs brought up or you want to talk about anything, you just write on the list and we'll address that meeting. But yeah, the main thing's been, I mean, not necessarily people slacking on chores, just kind of like the general stuff, like people don't clean up after themselves occasionally in the kitchen, and it kind of just affects everyone by that, to where if you just kind of be lazy in one area, it can kind of trickle over. But I don't think we've really had anything too bad.
From admissions staff to former WCSC students, the draw to this program varies. The biggest attraction for many is the internship.
One of my biggest fears was, like, I'm going to have to, like, you know, get out there and, like, get a job, you know, after college. And there was something that was scaring me. So I think having this internship and, like, learning about a professional life, it's really going to help me to be more confident.
Jason appreciates what on-the-job training he receives from his internship at the Washington Area Community Investment Fund.
I've realized there's so much that, like, you need to know and stuff that you'll pick up on the job that isn't taught in classes at all. Like, there's just some things you can't teach, and there's a lot of things that you don't have time to teach during classes. Pretty rough learning everything, but it's just really great stuff to learn. And, I mean, it's a lot of things you can't learn in a classroom, so it's really beneficial to actually get a job and figure it out.
Kira uses and develops her communications training at L'Arche, where she interns.
Mine is at L'Arche, which is a nonprofit that works with people with disabilities. So they provide housing for them and help them to live a normal life in the city. I am working in the communications and development team. So I'm just helping with all sorts of website publishing, like blogging on their website, various things like that, helping with sending out letters, a lot of office work along with fundraising.
Dan also works at a nonprofit in the city. He describes his jobs at Horton's Kids.
I've never heard of them before, but I guess they're kind of a big deal in D.C. I'm in the HR department, so I'm helping with all the volunteers and employees. Their main focus they do is helping kids in a neighborhood called Anacostia, like one of the worst neighborhoods in America, I think. I think 19% literacy rate. So we do after-school programs, helping with homework, personal development, character development. So I get to do a whole bunch of other things, like budgeting and just a lot of files right now.
The experiences these Washington Community Scholars have are unmatched by any other cross-cultural opportunity. I look forward to talking with them again soon. This is Claire Clay, and thanks for listening to 96.1 The Wit. For more stories and information, log on to BluftonWit.com or follow at BluftonWit on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.